Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Shira. This is Eric Eberlein.
Hi.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with the, you know, the Family First people again. The guy hung up on me. Right. Well, I just called the 877 number, you know. Well,
Okay,
whoever
that's the
they
broker.
are. Yeah,
That's the broker.
The broker. Yeah, they're hanging up on me. Yeah, I can't even understand the guy. I don't even know who works there.
Okay.
They want me
Do
to
you want
start
to
the
call
whole
in together?
process over again. I just wanted to talk to I've done this now for like 6 weeks, and I've talked to Lolita like four times. Now I'm starting all over, new person, 90 days. I'm volunteering my time. I've done this for 2 years. I'm just trying to get some money back for gas. I don't even know what I'm getting paid. You guys haven't even told me anything, and I'm getting cursed at by people at this 877 number. I'm going to file a complaint. Well,
yeah,
I don't care. He works with you. He represents you. So
no,
I want nothing to do. Well, I don't know who these people are, but that's ridiculous.
Let me give you some clarity, Eric. The agency just tells you and guides you on what to do to help Gary get on the program. But we don't work. We don't have any agreement or anything with the broker. They're an intermediary between us and the county. So they work for the county. Now, I don't know what they're telling you. I wasn't there by the conversation.
I don't know who they're hiring there or who talks to me like that. I'm 60 years old. That's ridiculous.
You know, it's disrespectful for anyone to talk like that. I would recommend
Yeah, well, the light first, I will not let that go. So I don't know if Lolita can call me, but I'm done. I will never call that number again. So.
Oh, gosh.
She was the agent through that company that was coming to the house.
The house, and did you lose
contact? She's the one who confirmed that Gary had surgery. He was in ICU I'm not in charge of that emergency surgery, and then I'm getting yelled at because I missed an appointment by these people. The freaking white first brokers. Like I don't know how this works. I got another person who does this for a living, and I was given a number, and now like 2 months in, I still have 90 days. I'll be dead. I'll be dead in 3 months. Like, I'm not going to get paid, and I've never been told I will. What I'll get paid or like I'm just wasting time. I have people to take care of. I have a nonprofit. Like I'll go through the state via an attorney if that's how they're going to handle this, but. I mean,
okay,
I've delivered 500 Narcans. I've helped over 140 people in the rehabs. I am a nonprofit. I don't take salary, so I don't need to be cursed at by some, you know? So I will never call that brokerage again. If that's what it takes to use you, it's not going to happen.
Well,
I'm going to file a lawsuit. I'm going to find out who that is, and that bothers me.
Eric, it's not, I don't even know who you spoke to, but that's not us. We're just an agent.
Well, you gave me the number, right?
Well,
that's what confuses. Maybe that part
Eric,
of the process
Eric,
should be explained. I'm upset.
Eric, I hear that. I feel like there's so much directed frustration, but it's not to the right place. I just want to give you clarity.
I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you, whoever that light first is,
I don't know
good
who
Lord.
Light first is. I don't know who light first
well,
is.
Well, they're the brokers, I guess. You know enough to give me the number.
Anybody who we give it to all our clients because anybody who wants to get onto the waiver program has to.
Does anyone else complain about these people? Because the other people that do this job certainly do. I've heard a number of these nurses. So
brokers, Eric, I could help you. I could still try and help you. I'll be very honest with you. I've never had a case not have the first assessment and take so long to just go through the first assessment like this case. But
well, maybe people aren't on the verge of death when they ask. Like, I can't help if he's taken away by 911 and in surgery for 9 hours. I don't need to get yelled at because I'm missing an appointment when I'm sitting in the hospital for 15 hours. Light first, your 877 number, the brokers, this anonymous, amalgamous people. I know, but it's the number you gave me. It's my go-between between you.
That's not true.
Like, I don't know. I'm not explaining this process, but I have to go now because Gary needs his colostomy bag. I'm coming, dude. Okay. If Lolita can call me, I'll do this. I will never call that number again. That's all I have.